when you settle up to the Thanksgiving table tomorrow and that plate of turkey comes by, and on one side of the plate is white meat and the other is dark meat, which one do you pick? We want to know. That's the big question today, ladies and gentlemen, on the pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon with Steve Bakken today. And we want to know your answer to that question. And don't give us both or, you know, any mamby-pamby answers. We want to know. You got to pick a side, white meat or dark meat. We started this yesterday on our Facebook page. We have quite a battle brewing, ladies and gentlemen. And nearly a dead heat on the white meat versus dark meat. So we want to know what you think. Tell us at 855-200-1776 if you want to do the drive-by survey. Where you call that, just press 1 and leave your comment. Which you prefer, white meat or dark meat, and why. And or pick up the phone and let's talk. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and find the link to our Facebook page and weigh in there if you prefer, or send us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a little treat for you today at the bottom of the hour to help you maneuver the kitchen tomorrow. Dustin Swenningson will be here. He's chef at the Peacock Alley, and the famous Peacock Alley in downtown Bismarck is going to share a few recipes and maybe give us a few tips on how to, you know, maybe do something a little different this year, a little twist or two on the turkey cooking side. So your call's welcome for him. Any questions about, you know, your Thanksgiving meal preparations, give the chef a call coming up here at 9:30. And, of course, it's Wednesday, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour as well for the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Okay, so, Steve, white meat or dark meat? Oh, we don't have Steve yet. Okay, all right. We're trying to hook Steve up. His microphone is inoperable at this point in time. I am unashamed white meat all the way. And let me anticipate in advance some of the objections that will be there from some folks regarding white meat. It's too dry. I know we're going to hear that. And I'll talk to Dustin a little bit about this because it's one of my pet peeves whenever I do this little survey each year ahead of Thanksgiving, because that's a preparation thing, right? That isn't a fault of the meat. You can't blame the bird for that, for crying out loud. That's cooking it too long or, you know, some of those issues. So don't blame the bird if you think dry meat is. And by the way, have you heard of gravy? So I am firmly in the white meat camp and proud of it. And just wanted to take a side here. You know, it helps. So you got that going for you. A couple other things that we're going to chat about today, and we'll get Steve hooked up here to get his take as well, and some calls are coming in here, so we'll get to the calls right away at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What do you think of stores opening on Thanksgiving Day? Mills Fleet Farm just announced that they are not joining the parade and going to stay closed on Thanksgiving Day. I want to give somebody at Mills Fleet Farm a pat on the back. You know, this mission creep of Black Friday into Thanksgiving, I think, is unfortunate. And I don't say that necessarily for the workers. I know some people say, oh, it's unfair to the workers. Well, is it unfair to nurses? Is it unfair to highway patrolmen? I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, over-the-road truckers, can't just shut down always on Thanksgiving, got to get the product from point A to point B. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have to work, and I believe if you work in retail, that's a choice. You're making a choice to work in retail. So I don't say this from the standpoint of all those poor workers. You know what I mean? I say it from the standpoint of the stores. Do you really need to open on Thanksgiving? Now, they'll probably cite numbers to say, well, guess what? They sell stuff, so that's our fault, right? Then that's our problem. But I'm kind of sad to see it. I think this is really getting stupid. And I applaud Fleet Farm. And if you know of anybody else, I mean, I guess Hobby Lobby's long done this. Right? There's a few stores that sort of take a stand in this regard. But I am not a fan of stores opening on Thanksgiving Day. What do you think of that? Does it take away from the holiday? Are you going to shop early? If you own a business that would benefit, would you open on Thanksgiving Day? Or are you more concerned about, hey, this is a holiday. I want my family to be together, not worry about work. I want our employees to do the same. I see some manager out in Indiana at a Pizza Hut said, we're not opening. And they fired him. You're gone. Yeah. So anyway, let's get to some calls here. And we're working on getting Steve's microphone fixed. So just hang tight on that. Kevin Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi there, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got one thing that I'm thankful for, Scott, and that's, I guess that's you and having this station and that your message, you know, and starting the Freedom Club and giving people a chance to get together and, you know, see that we're not alone and to actually organize a little bit. I think that's very cool, and there's nothing else like that around here, so hopefully it catches on.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. And let me go back at you. We're thankful for all the listeners of the program as well because you give us fuel for the fire. So thanks so much. Have you got a preference on white meat or dark meat, Kevin?
Well, I was going to get to that here. You know what? The only thing that can make tomorrow any better, you know, Thanksgiving Day, you're with family, you get to eat, take out. The only thing that make it any better is if I could find me an all dark meat turkey.
Oh, my gosh. You've consumed the dark meat Kool-Aid. I can't believe it. An all dark meat turkey.
But you keep bringing up the gravy thing, Scott. Yeah, I've heard of gravy.
Yeah.
But you know why? You can't put gravy on the sole of your boot. That doesn't help nothing.
Well, I love it, Kevin. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving. Bye. Guys.
You too as well. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Grant and Bismarck. Grant and by the way. As Kevin did, feel free to throw in something you're thankful for today. And I'm going to put farmers on the top of my list because I saw a stat that's pretty staggering. Did you know, among all the industrialized countries in the world, we pay 6% of our annual income on average on food? So, I want to thank a farmer today. We thank vets on Veterans Day, Thanksgiving. I'm thanking farmers. I mean, after all, the meal we're eating, you know, farmers are slaving away over it and we're eating cheap. For crying out loud. So, farmers, you got my thanks today. Anybody else want to join me in that? Grant, Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. Again, cheesy conservative Christian. I drove by the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit at about 7 o'clock this morning. I'm not Catholic, but there had to have been 40 cars there at morning mass, and I'm thankful that they could be there.
No kidding.
And we can't lose that in this country, and I see attacks on it. But I'm thankful it's still there. So I'm really weird. I'm a strictly thigh person. Not just any dark meat, the thigh, and I also like the Pope's nose because I started eating it on bets when I was a kid, and I developed a taste for it. That's the tail piece that everybody throws away.
They call it the Pope's nose.
Well, that's what we call it in my family.
I love it. And it's something to be thankful for, our religious freedoms here. You're absolutely right. Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Love that 6:45 mass. That's actually kind of a slow day today if you only saw 40 cars. Usually a good, 70 to 100 folks there at that morning mass. Been there many times. And, I'm thankful for folks like Monsignor Richter and the other priests there, too. Guess what? They work on Thanksgiving. That's right, folks. And don't complain about it either. Okay, Brad, Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. You got to pick here, white meat or dark meat.
Well, Scott, hey, you know, I'm with you. White meat all the way, and if anybody else says dark meat, I think they need to be labeled as un-American and their citizenship should be called into question. I love white meat. That's the best way. And, you know, I wanted to say, Scott, one of the things that I'm thankful for, I want to echo what the last caller said. I'm thankful for this radio station, but more than anything, I'm thankful that God had mercy on a sinner like me. I'm a recovering addict. I've been clean for over 17 years. I've done just about everything you can do wrong and messed up just about everything I can. But I'm so thankful that there's a God in heaven that has had that saw to it to make sure that I was in his family through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. And more than anything, I'm thankful for my salvation. It is absolutely the only thing that gives me life. So.
Well said, Brad. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. What are you most thankful for? And the really important question, white meat or dark meat? And, boy, have we got a just a I'm counting the Facebook votes and the others that are rolling in by phone here. So we got 14 for white meat, 13 for dark meat. Now, this is going to be a dogfight, folks. Rick and Minot, Brian and Jamestown, Bob and West Hope with your answers when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Dark meat. Would like to know. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
Well, thank you for sharing what's on your mind. I'm not sure we can answer that. Well, maybe Steve can. you probably know the answer to that, don't you, Steve?
No, not really. No.
Come on. You know everything.
I just like dark meat.
You don't know why white meat is white and why dark meat is dark?
No, I don't. I know which game birds are white and which game birds are dark.
We'll ask the chef. Maybe the chef knows, but I think that's a question for after you die. One of the you know, questions on your list of you know, why did this happen? Why did bad things happen to good people? Put that one on your list. Why is white meat white and dark meat dark? Have you got a favorite, Steve, white meat or dark meat?
I love dark meat.
Why did I?
Now, you can't count chicken wings, though. Because chicken wings are a separate little...
I knew this was going to happen. Steve and I are on opposite sides of this, so again, the listeners are going to have to decide. And by the way, 15 votes for white now, 14 for dark, was Steve's counted in here. Let's get back to the phones. Rick in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm grateful and thankful for the kids in my life, but mostly for just living in this country, the freedoms we enjoy, even though we have a lot of disagreements. We couldn't have it any better. We're fortunate that we live where we are, especially in the Dakotas. Just thankful for everything that we've received. We're blessed beyond belief.
Well said, Rick. Do you think we take a lot of that for granted? I mean, do you find yourself thinking about that every day, day in and day out, or does it take a holiday like Thanksgiving to have you reset a little bit and think about those things?
No, to be honest, I think about that often. We could be a third world country or someplace else if we wouldn't know what we actually have. And we do take things for granted, and I do too. I mean, I'm no different than any other human being out there, but it does give me pause almost every day that, you know what, we're lucky where we're at. And even when the bad times come rolling, okay, well, I'll get through it. We'll get through it, and we'll thrive one way, shape, or form.
And, boy, what a great reminder to just think about that every single day. A person should just and it's easy to do at Thanksgiving because we're all talking about it, but hard to do when we get into the busyness of life. So, well said, Rick. Have you got a favorite on white meat or dark meat by chance on our survey question today?
I'm not going to break the tie here. I like white and dark. I like both.
All right, you canceled your vote out, so we appreciate the call.
I know. I'm an independent moderate, whatever you want to call it, but I like both.
All right, thanks, Rick. Brian, Jamestown, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Say, in our house, all we buy is the turkey breast, and you kind of fillet it open, and you make a cornbread stuffing with leeks. And then you put it in there, wrap it in butcher's twine, and it comes out as like a log with stuffing in the middle of it. And, white meat all the way. I hate dark meat. And just wanted to say I'm thankful to live in North Dakota and to have the opportunities that we have. Doing business in this state is like nowhere else. And, thankful for the chance that my kids have, they got a fair shot at having a better life than I ever had. So, great place to be.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that call very much. And speaking of the state, all new unemployment figure out, 2.7%, lowest in the country, dropped again. Think about that, 19,000 unfilled jobs right now. Pretty amazing. Bob in West Hope, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen out there in the radio land. How's everything in wherever you're at?
Well, better now that we have that fun little greeting from you, Bob.
Well, I used to do that for years on KFYR and stuff like that there, and then I got old, I think.
We all do.
Yeah. But about the turkey business, you can have moist white, moist dark meat all the time if you know how to cook it. And I seem like I'm the one that does the chefing up here when we have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. You take a quarter pound of butter and you stick it up and rub it around in through the ribs. And then you stuff it and you tip the turkey upside down. Everything gets nice and moist. You don't need all the gravy to put on it. But gravy is good. Overall,
so butter's the secret.
I like the dark meat, but I would eat white too.
So if we forced you to pick, you'd say dark meat.
I would say dark, yes.
Drawing your side a little closer, Steve.
Yep.
Well, yeah, dark meat's way better. Yep. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Gary in Wittenberg.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm home here on my home time. I drive in the oil field. And by the way, this is Wisconsin. And I was flipping through my iPhone here, and I found that you guys are on iHeart. So I'm listening to you guys on iHeart here out of Bismarck. And I just wanted to say I'm glad that you are on iHeart. I'm just got my volume on low and enjoying your show here in central Wisconsin.
Well, thanks for bringing us along.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as the, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm thankful for, too many to mention, but I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you guys make yourself available nationwide on iHeartRadio. And as far as the turkey goes, I guess I'd have to say that I do prefer the dark, but I do go both ways on that. When it comes to the cold turkey sandwich, then I'd probably go with the white. But right fresh out of the oven, I go with the dark.
Good stuff. All right, Gary, thanks for listening, and glad you're a good reminder for folks. You can bring us along with the iHeartRadio. Thanks for reminding folks, and preference is dark. We're going to put your vote there. Here's a call that came in off air, too, by the way.
Good morning, gentlemen. John from Grand Forks. On the day of our anniversary, which is today, I have the perfect marriage. My wife and I, my wife hates dark meat, and I don't like white meat. So it makes for a good situation. Efficient eating and no arguments. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. So, again, the husband and wife vote has canceled each other out. So we
where are we at on that little impromptu poll?
All right, it's a dead heat right now. 16-16, white meat and dark meat. Dan in North Dakota, the pressure's on. Dan, what's your vote?
Definitely dark meat.
Yes.
Wow.
And
first
right
lead
out of
for dark
right
meat
out
of
the oven
day.
And the drumstick. It's got to be the drumstick.
Not a big drumstick guy.
Huh.
Thanks. Can I make a comment here? Throw something in?
Of course.
I just got a
about
phone
30
call.
Seconds.
What's that?
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Okay, I just got a phone call from Publisher Clearinghouse. I won $2.5 million. The call
Congrats.
Came from Jamaica. Yep. Call came from Jamaica, and I need to send him $499.99. So I'm just letting you know that people in North Dakota are not...
Let him know the check's in the mail.
I'll go in on the $4.99 if you will want to split the $4.5 million or $2.5 million or whatever it is. But yeah, scam alert there, Dan. Thanks for reminding us. Appreciate
it. On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We have an answer on the question, why is white meat white and dark meat dark? I didn't think we'd ever answer this question, but here's at least an attempt at it from one of our listeners.
Yeah, the difference between white and dark meat in turkeys is the cell structure of the meat. There's more mitochondria in the dark meat. They're fast-twitch muscle fibers versus the slow-twitch that are in the breast meat. But basically, it just depends on what the use of the muscle is, and why one is darker and one is lighter is because of the cell structure. So that didn't help.
You did help. Cell structure.
Go. Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unreal.
All right, a couple other votes here, and then we'll get to our expert guests. And if you have questions on Thanksgiving Day meal preparation, we have a pro here for you. Even brought along some recipes, so this is going to be fun. Trevor and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Go. Yeah, we'll go with I'll take the white meat off my turkey breast, and my dark meat will come from the pheasant I'm cooking right next to it.
All right, so when it comes to turkey, for our turkey survey, white meat's your choice.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So is that a turkey pheasant?
I don't know. I don't stuff it inside it. I just like cooking it next to it.
I bet that'd be good, though.
Thanks for the vote, Trevor. Appreciate it. John Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, fast twitch, slow twitch, white meat, dark meat. I think you got it backwards. The white meat would be the fast twitch, fight, flight response. That's what runs the breast of the wings, that type of movement there. And the dark meat would be the hot and text, those legs that got to go all day, as a turkey does its thing. Same with the distance runner. Distance runner's got more dark meat. I prefer the dark meat at the table, the white meat for sandwiches later, because you need a lot of mayonnaise on that white meat.
Uh-huh. I will say this. If you're going to have turkey sandwiches later or turkey
salad.
Yeah, that
salad, would be there won't be any dark meat left by then.
Yeah, chicken or turkey salad, you got to have the white meat.
Sure.
But you throw all the mayonnaise and everything in there.
Yeah, but when you come around the table, the dark meat, it's going to be gone, so there won't be any of that left anyway later.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting really hungry. good time to bring in Dustin Swenningson. Dustin is the chef at the Peacock Alley. He's here today to share his culinary talents with us. And if you have questions about Thanksgiving meal preparation, here you go, folks. We got a pro right behind the microphone on the radio today to help you out in any way, shape, or form. Brought along a few recipes today as well. The Peacock Alley is the Beef Innovator of the Year by the National Cattlemen's Association and one of the more, I would say, more iconic and certainly historic restaurants in the great state of North Dakota. Dustin, nice to have you on today. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
So let's start with the bird, right? The turkey. Anything you do that kind of adds a little oomph to turkey preparation?
Well, I think what's really important that not a lot of people do or know about is brining a turkey. What it does is, you know, you get a lot of, you know, you see on the old movies where, you know, you stick the fork in the turkey and all the air comes out because it's so dry. And so brining it two days in advance really seals in all those juices and just makes a fantastic turkey.
So are we too late if we haven't done that by now?
No, not if you get to the store in the next few hours. You should be good.
And so, walk us through that process. What do you do?
Basically, you know, I did a recipe for everyone, and what I figured was about a 10 to 18 pound bird. So what you want to do is get your hands on like a 5 gallon bucket, a big stock pot, and what you want to do is get about 2 gallons of water in there, about a half a cup of vegetable base, or maybe, I'm not a big fan of bouillon. I don't use it. It's too salty for me, and then a cup of kosher salt or sea salt. And then, you know, a good thing to use, you know, everybody has those herbs and spices in their cupboards that they have absolutely no idea what they are. So what I, you know, there's like the savory, the tarragons, the sages that the guys like me, you know, we use the fresh herbs, you know, and things like that, but we have all those in our cupboards too. So just take those and, you know, put them in the brine. And then what you want to do is you want to get it on the, you know, on the burners, and you want to bring it up to heat basically to dissolve all that salt in there. And then you want to cool that down, put the turkey in the 5 gallon bucket, make sure you get all the gizzards and all that kind of stuff out of there, and then pour the brine once it's cool over the turkey and let it sit until you're ready to bake.
So how long is that process? How long should you leave it in that bucket? Or does it matter?
You know, like we do, like our corned beef, we do up to 12 days at Peacock, but a turkey, you know, for something like Thanksgiving, I think 1 or 2 days would help a lot.
So what's the rationale behind a brine?
What it does is the salt basically, you know, it locks everything into the skin. It makes the skin a little firmer. Obviously, in my opinion, the best way to do a turkey on Thanksgiving is to deep fry that guy.
That's good, too. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions for Dustin Swenningson, any secrets for getting your Thanksgiving bird super tender, super moist, let's start with picking out a bird. Frozen, fresh, what's the best way to go? Most people wind up buying frozen, but what do you suggest?
Most people are going to buy frozen. I mean, at the grocery stores are lined with hundreds and thousands of them, probably. Our belief at Peacock Alley is fresh everything, so I would definitely go fresh if you can.
By the way, do you agree with me, Dustin, that, you know, white meat being dry, kind of gets the rap of being dry, that's more, you know, you can't blame the bird for that. That's a preparation issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. Me, though, I am definitely a dark meat guy.
Yes!
I'm the first one to grab the drumstick and the thigh, and if I do eat white meat, it's usually I try and snatch one of them wings out of
wings.
There.
See, now I don't count wings as white meat.
Really?
No, I they're separate. They're their own little food group.
Yeah, I can see that. They're kind of in between.
Their own little food group. Yeah, there you go. But white meat doesn't have to be dry, right? I mean, there's plenty of things you can do to you know, not overcook it, or as you suggest, some different preparation things where you can.
Right, and that's stuff. where the brining really comes in. You know, it really the salt breaks down and it really gets into that meat and it just holds all that moisture in. You know, and of course, a lot of people overcook their bird. A good thing to do, you know, most of the packages have the directions, you know, how much time per minute or how much time per pound. But I think people overcook them 90% of the time.
Can you count on the pop-up meat thermometers, the ones that come in the birds quite often or not?
I guess I don't use them. I really like those. You can get them pretty much anywhere. They're the little magnet. You can put it on your oven, and then they have the thermometer, which sticks from the magnet into the bird. And you just put it in there, and it's digital, and it'll actually go off when, you know, it hits 160, 165 degrees.
Oh, nice. Let's go to Jeff in Bismarck. What's on your mind for Dustin today?
Yeah, I've deep-fried turkeys in the past. Excellent choice for some people that want to do something different. What I do is I dry rub underneath the skin and the skin 24 hours before. Deep fry the turkey 45 minutes average. But what I also do is the day before I do some baked potatoes, and then I'll peel them after I'm done with the turkey. I drop them in, refry them, season when they come out, and they're absolutely great with that turkey.
potato skin chips.
Have you ever deep-fried a wild turkey?
No, that sounds fantastic, though.
The only thing you can't eat is the legs. They are so hard, you couldn't beat a pilgrim with those things, you know. But they're excellent, too. It's just that, you know, some of the farm friends I used to have would harvest me one once in a while. But they're absolutely excellent, too, but you just can't do anything with those legs. Deep frying's a great option. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's the best way, in my opinion.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Happy Thanksgiving. Chris in Bismarck, you're next for our guest. Any questions for Dustin Swenningson, chef at the Peacock Alley? You're welcome today at 800-228-0550. We lost Chris there. And when you do call, turn your sound down there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's talk about side dishes a little bit. Any particular favorites that you have, Dustin?
I'm a huge mashed potatoes guy. Gravy. Usually you'll see my Thanksgiving plate loaded with dark meat and mashed potatoes and gravy. I'll try and sneak in some corn or stuffing, but I'm a big mashed potatoes guy.
Any particular, little zip that you give the potatoes or anything you do to make mashed potatoes?
I think that there's a great way to make a base for a mashed potato which I did when I did this recipe for you guys' website. What I did was a base, like a buttermilk mashed potato. The great thing is, like, at Peacock, you know, we've been switching up, doing different mashed potatoes every couple months just to, you know, have fun with it. I like to throw in lots of cheese. You know, I have no problem with bacon in anything.
No one should.
That's right. I like to throw fresh herbs. You know, I like salt, pepper. I think in a lot of people, you know, you go to people's houses for Thanksgiving, and I think my biggest complaint is always, oh my gosh, these mashed potatoes are terrible. And it's usually because there's some simple tips people don't follow for making mashed potatoes. Number one, you got to salt your water. People don't ever salt their water. I don't know what the problem people have with it, but you have to salt and flavor those potatoes. Use real butter, not margarine, real butter. For everything.
Okay, that'd be a sin, a law against anything but real butter and mashed potatoes.
One of my secrets is I crack an egg. I throw an egg into my mashed potatoes.
It doesn't hurt.
Oh, it makes it good. You know, and the hot potatoes cook the egg, so you don't have to worry about that.
You know, and my fiance, bless her heart, I asked her to pick up butter the other day, and she brought me home a package that said butter, but it said, I can't believe it's not butter.
Wedding's off!
Oh!
You know, and another thing is the potato you use. A lot of people like to use the reds, the baby reds, and those are great, I think, if you keep the skin on, because then the starch doesn't break down so bad. But if you want a peeled potato, you got to go with Yukons or russets. And you always want to boil your potatoes from cold. I know a lot of people will get the water hot and then put the potatoes in. You want to start it cold so that the temperature of the potato and the water start at the same, and then they cook evenly.
And by the way, Dustin brought these recipes along, the brining and the mashed potatoes and a few others. We're going to put them up on our Facebook page. You'll be able to go to work later today and get everything you need. Tom and Dickinson has a question. Barb and Grand Forks, we'll get to you when we come back. It's a pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Dustin Swenningson, chef at the Peacock Alley in downtown Bismarck, our guest coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's almost here. Black Friday at Max. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., save an eye-opening 40% on all tools. Find a Blu-ray player for $45.99. The first 100 customers on Friday and the first 50 on Saturday receive a free gift. On Saturday and Sunday, score a Coleman 3-in-1 parka for $89.99. That's a $110 savings. Extended hours and smart savings at our Black Friday sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond. One news note here. Pierce County schools are in lockdown. Same with the Wolford School. Shooting this morning at 4:30 a.m. at Belcourt, and according to Rugby Police, two male suspects are armed and headed in an unknown direction. The Rugby Police Department set up roadblocks, and the Rugby Police Chief says there is no need to panic. Authorities are set up on the outskirts of town doing surveillance, looking for the following vehicles: an 86 Chevy Z10, license plate JAL209, brown in color, a 92 maroon pickup, license plate JZU268, and a 90s white Suburban with dual exhaust, very loud, with unknown Turtle Mountain plates. And all we know at this point, but again, the Rugby Police Department have roadblocks there, and it sounds like the school on lockdown, Pierce County and Wolford Schools, was a precaution because of that shooting that happened at Belcourt, 4:30 a.m., and suspects fleeing from there, according to Rugby Police. We'll keep you posted as we know. Who's next on the phone here, Steve?
If you have a question, quickly, you can get in on the call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tom in Dickinson, what's your question for Dustin?
You had the caller on who said you can't eat the turkey legs that are deep fried.
On the wild turkeys.
Yeah, on the wild turkeys. I beg to differ with them. I've eaten them, and they are delicious.
There's a lot of tendons that are in there, though, because I've tried to do things with pheasant legs, and I would love to be able to cook pheasant legs, but there are too many tendons. You can't work around that.
Oh, I eat pheasant legs, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you just peel.
You have a little more patience than I do.
Peel the meat off with your teeth off the tendons, and it's delicious. And the person who puts butter in their mashed potatoes, my recipe is 4 medium-sized potatoes to a half a pound of butter.
What do you think of that ratio, Dustin?
What was that again?
4 regular-sized potatoes to a half a pound of butter.
That's a lot of butter.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
It makes them delicious. Oh, and put a little bit of heavy gourmet whipping cream in your mashed potatoes, too.
Did we get the rest of your potato recipe, by the way, Dustin?
No, I've got it right here if you guys want me to shout it out for you.
Sure, go ahead, and we'll take some notes, and we'll post these on our Facebook page, too.
Okay, what I usually start with is about 4 pounds of peeled potatoes, and like I said, make sure that those are Yukons or russets. I go with 1 stick of butter, and you want to make sure that that's room temperature. That really helps blend it into the potato a lot better. 1 cup of buttermilk, a tablespoon of fresh garlic. I like to throw in a half a cup of sour cream, and then, like I said, a half a cup of, you know, your favorite cheese, whatever it might be, your favorite shredded cheese, whatever sitting in the fridge. And then, of course, salt and pepper. I can't say salt and pepper enough.
As far as the cheese, the sour cream, all that should be at room temperature, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Anything you can get to help blend everything.
You should also salt in the water, too, you said, Dustin.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to peel them. You know, with the salt and pepper, once you get everything mixed in, you can sort of start adding that at the end to get it to where you want it. But, you know, the other thing people horribly do to mashed potatoes is under-season them.
All right. Bruce in Minot, question for our guest from the Peacock Alley, Dustin Swenningson, the chef today. Go ahead, Bruce.
How I cook the wild turkey leg is I cook it in wine, an electric skillet at 250, and it takes like 3 hours to cook all that off. Then you throw all your celery and whatever else you want in it, cook it with cream. So you cook the cream down. Cook it, serve it with wild rice. It's awesome.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Bruce. Let's get Barb and Grand Forks in quickly. What's on your mind for Chef Dustin?
Hi. I have 2 turkey breast loins, and they're about 3/4 pound each. And I was just wondering, should I brown them before I put them in the oven? And how can I make a gravy without the juice off the turkey? And could I just take your answer off the air? Thank you.
Okay. You definitely want to brown them first. 3.5 pounds each. You're looking at about 30 minutes in the oven, if not a little bit more. And then what you can usually do is just brown them in that pan. You pull the turkey out of the pan, and what you want to do is, you know, you're going to get some kind of a turkey base or a chicken base or a vegetable base, and use that same pan that you browned them in. Get that hot again. Melt some butter in there. And once you get the butter melted in there, add a little bit of flour. You want equal parts of flour and butter. And then what you're going to do is take your base, and then if you want salt, pepper, fresh herbs, whatever you want to add to that, put that in once you make a roux, basically, out of the butter and the flour, and that'll make a fantastic gravy.
I'm getting hungry. We had an off-air call that wanted to know what chef school you attended, Dustin.
The School of Hard Knocks, I think they call it. No classic culinary training. I just kind of worked my way into my position, and I do a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of Dale's been pretty good about. He's been sending me across the country lately, learning things, and I've really fell in love with certified Angus beef. I've really gotten on the train with that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of callers call in about wild game. We just got less than a minute here, but what's the best suggestion for cooking wild game to keep it moist? Because wild game can dry out a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, if we're talking bird, I would say the gentleman earlier talked about cooking it in wine and a skillet. Braising, in my opinion, is one of my absolute favorite ways to cook. I think you can take something that is such a horrible cut of meat and make it so tender and break down all the tendons, break down all the fat.
Dustin, thanks so much. What a great treat to have you in today. Dustin Swenningson from the Peacock Alley.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.